Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Rep. Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 62 on 28 February 2019 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Ram, Russ, Navid, Norm, Kaveh, Denise, Lauren, and KC. We have apologies from Scott and Jabera, and it looks like Amin just joined us. Attending the meeting today from ICANN organization is Nagar, Steve, Jennifer, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking for the transcript, and I'll turn the call over to you, Russ. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Lauren. Sorry, Russ. Quick note, we also have apologies from Bob.
Yes, we do.
Apology noted. Thank you.
So today we got a note from the ICANN board asking for a session in Kobe. No details yet, but that they would like us to meet with the caucus group and have a discussion about how the review team's going. So I don't, I haven't thought about it since I just saw the note like half an hour ago. But what I think we should do is talk more about that on the 8th in Kobe when we, that way we can come to consensus on what message we want to provide in that meeting and maybe come up with a few slides. But I want to point all of you to that note that should have arrived in your inbox about half an hour ago.
Ross, may I interject? Kaveh speaking.
Sure, please.
Quickly, so based on what you said, can I take that the team is willing to have that informal session with the board? Because that was basically a request. So if the team sees no reason for that, I can relay that back to the board. But what I heard from you is apparently generally I feel that you're happy to have an informal meeting with the board caucus on SSR2. Is that right?
I, for one, am pleased to have such a session. Does anyone think that's not a good idea?
Of course, this is Denise. I'm sorry, I'm on the phone in transit, not on Adobe. Of course, the team has a general policy of meeting with any ICANN group that is interested in meeting with them, and I would say the board's group is no exception. If you could, Kaveh, when you have a chance, send the team a note on who's in this caucus group, so we could be reminded. I think it's a good idea to meet. Thanks.
Sure, I will do that, Denise. And just to clarify a bit, basically it's an informal meeting, so we don't have any special agenda items yet. If the board has developed questions or agenda items, I will for sure forward it to the group. But at the moment, it's just having a chat about the progress and if there is anything the board can do to provide support and things like that. But sure, I will also, actually check the caucus group because there might have been one or two changes in the membership. I don't know. I will check that and send to the list. Thank you.
This is Lauren. Just due to the lack of a tick button, because I'm not in Adobe, I also think it's a great idea to meet with boards.
So in the chat, Norm has suggested that we meet in the days preceding, which I think he's suggesting that it would be possible to carve out some of the time on the 8th or the 9th and have the caucus group join us. And he says, yep. So, Kaveh, if that works for you, let us know, and we can carve out a piece of the agenda on the 2 days that we're we're there. It might be easier if all of the people in the caucus group are already going to be there at that time to find place where all of the board members can be there who want to be.
Sure, I will do that, and I think it's very helpful that today we got the general acceptance of the meeting, because I think that gives us enough time to try to find the best possible slot. So I will get on it right after the call to make sure that they try to find the time that works for both groups. And, of course, I will convey the message. That's normal with any caucus, board caucus group, that any other board member can join. But the aim is to basically have at least the caucus group members in that meeting.
Okay, so let's. My preference would be to not do it at the morning of the 8th, but any time on the 9th or the afternoon of the 8th. That way, we will have had time to talk about what messages we have consensus on before the meeting.
This is Denise.
Noted.
Aren't we there all week?
We are. Norm suggested that might be a time that there would be less conflicts, that's all.
Ah, okay. I guess my preference would be later in the week. I'm hopeful we'll have a lot of progress on the 8th and the 9th, and probably have even more to talk about. But look forward to discussing on list, I guess, what the openings are and what our options are.
Okay, turning to the next agenda item, I'm not seeing any hands. I'm not seeing anything in the chat. The next agenda item is the ICANN SSR discussion. What we want to do is something similar to what we did last week with the DNS SSR. We want to walk through the topics and see if there's any information we need to gather other than the questions that have already been asked, and we want to highlight places where the questions have already come in so that the folks who have signed up for that topic can begin putting their text together. So normally Boban would be the one to lead us through that, but He couldn't make it and sent regrets, and so Lauren has agreed to guide us.
Yeah, no, this is fine. First of all, my apologies for not having Adobe open. As I said, I'm walking to a meeting. I also have to say, like, while this is probably or was planned to be quite long, and I assumed it would be, I did a review of what we got so far this morning. And I also asked Jennifer on the question. And unfortunately, for the ICANN SSR, we do not have answers back for subtopics 1 to 5. Where we do have answers back is like topics 6 onwards, which is mainly on the compliance side of things, which probably Carrie Ann and Denise are more skilled to speak to. However, in general, we're still kind of lacking a lot of answers that I wasn't aware of until I checked the whole document and realized, oh, wait, there's a lot of stuff missing. So I'm not sure how this is, you know, discussable on this call, simply because we don't have answers for topics 1 through 5.
Yeah, Lauren, I knew that, but I do want to at least visit those and make sure that there's no other information that someone needs to gather so that we have it in hand as soon as possible.
Okay, that's fine. I can do that. If someone can just help me with what topics 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are, so that I don't put it in the wrong order. As I said, I'm walking on the street, so I can't see it.
Sure, I can help with that. So number one is ICANN's Information Security Management System.
Okay. So ICANN's Information Security Management System, Bob and I, with the top of other people put in questions. Right now, we don't really have any answers to these questions, obviously. And I, at least, do not see anything I would like to ask right now, considering that I don't know the answers to the previous questions. I mean, people who are on Adobe will probably see the questions, unlike me. So if there's anything you need, you think we need, please raise your hand, tell me what it could be, and I'll try to liaise with the handholders and check what we can put in, or just feel free to kind of jot down your ideas in the document, and I'll review them later. Oh, yeah, okay. Also, I can't see hands.
Right, so I got that. So I'm not seeing any hands, so I'm taking that to mean that people believe once these questions are answered, we will have the information we need to move forward on that topic.
Yes. I mean, or in some cases, I think there will be follow-up questions.
Sure, that's quite possible.
One and a few others. As stated, right now, I first need to have like an overview coming from these questions, and then I can continue to ask. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Topic 2 is the business continuity management system.
So, again, I think similar. I gave you the question this morning. We're waiting for answers. I do not currently have anything until these are kind of back to us. And so same thing applies. Please review and raise your hand. If there is anything we can add, we should add. So just the idea behind this section, for those who are wondering, is essentially like, what is ICANN doing to kind of make sure that if anything happens, adversarial events, et cetera, business can continue or business can be restored, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, I'm seeing no hands, so what I'm taking that to mean is that if these questions come with complete answers, then we'll have everything we need. Okay, third topic then is ICANN's risk assessment management methodology and framework.
Yes. So, quick rundown what this is. So, the topic revolves around kind of what are the risks that ICANN function, business, et cetera. It is a standard thing that is done in information security management, as we all know. And we just want to know what is being done by ICANN, how is it done, what are the procedures. Right now, we kind of requested a lot of stuff, like, you know, what's your methodology, how often does it happen, this kind of stuff. And we haven't really seen much documentation yet. So that means we don't really know what they do right now, which, again, leads to the same problem that we cannot ask on these documents yet because we don't know what the documents are. But if anyone sees anything we should add or discuss, please, you know, raise your hand or just add it as a comment to the document.
Okay, I'm not seeing any hands, so
okay.
Moving to the fourth topic, which is security incident management and response processes.
Yes, so essentially, again, quick reminder, essentially it's if something adverse happens, what are the processes, procedures, systems with which these incidents or events are tackled. Again, it's one of those where we have been told things exist, and we're kind of waiting to hear a bit more on what's going on. Right now, again, I don't see anything we can do without the answers, but, you know, happy to add as usual.
Okay.
No hands, I assume?
Something jumped on my screen, but I guess no hands. All right.
Okay.
The next one is ICANN's operation processes and services.
That is topic, which topic is that?
Five.
Number four?
Number
five. Okay. Yes, five. Yes. Okay. So, let me think. I think it's essentially the same thing. We have been asking a variety of questions on this one, if I'm not mistaken. Again, I didn't see any glaring omissions right now. It's a bit like the rest of this ICANN SSR, where it's like we need to have some basic understanding and then kind of start with questions, because in a lot of cases, and this one, if I remember correctly too, I have to say my memory is more wonky on that one than the others, that there is nothing I can think of right now that needs to be done until we receive some basic documentation to review, and then we can move ahead. But as always, any additions, please.
Okay, so now we enter the place where we do have the answers, right? So this is topic six, which is how effectively ICANN has implemented its processes around vetting registry operators and services concerning new GTLD delegation and transition.
Yes, so this is more on the compliance side. So I'm not as a person to this. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on the call, Denise, and I'm not sure if Carrie Ann is on the call, because I think they were the two doing those. Denise, am I mistaken?
No, I see Norm and Rom.
Oh, they're there as well. Okay, would it be okay to send this to someone who has actual knowledge into the drafting, because I frankly wasn't involved with that?
So can Norm or Rom speak to this? I realize the questions, maybe you just saw the answers this past week, but where are we?
Hi, it's Norm. Sorry. Yeah, I think we have most of the answers for topic six. Some of these updates I think are minor, and we can probably get that fairly quickly, to finish that off. So, it's all good.
Okay. I think if we find that we did not get as complete an answer as we would like, it's going to be important to generate a follow-up question quickly in order for that not to become a roadblock.
I think these are the questions here. So they're referencing the spreadsheet. So I'm not sure if those questions have been submitted or not. I'm lost in all the questions and answers.
Okay. If you look at the two links that were put in the chat by Jennifer, I think you'll find that the first one has the SSR review team questions to ICANN.org coming out of the LA meeting. Doesn't have the answers there, but those are the questions.
Yeah.
Okay. She had a table.
So I guess my question is, have these questions been submitted?
They have been answered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just got the answers this week. And so if you would if you would look at your email, you will find the answers came in. And
okay, sorry, I have not seen those emails. I haven't read them yet.
All right, well, they're in a note from Jennifer, and they begin with the words, ICANN SSR answers.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, so if you guys could quickly just determine whether the responses are sufficiently complete that you're not going to have a follow-up, that would be important so that we can do a follow-up if needed.
Okay.
Okay. And I guess that takes us to the seventh topic. Which is how effectively ICANN has implemented the process to ensure compliance regarding register agreements and consensus policies. And Jennifer just promised to inline the answers into the questions doc, so she'll take care of that. Did we lose Lauren? Did we lose Lauren? Did we lose me?
No.
I can hear you, Russ. I can hear
okay.
Lauren.
All right. Okay, so topic seven, the names I see here are Denise and Carrie Ann. So have you had a chance to look at the answers regarding seven yet? I think Denise is the only one on the call.
No, I haven't, not yet.
Okay, all right. So same, if you could take a look at those so that if there's any follow-up, we can get those out as soon as possible. All right, and if they're complete, of course, we can start the writing. So that's what we needed to get done today in preparation for COBE. Is there any other business we need to take care of today? And I see a hand from Eric.
Hey, also, sorry I'm late, so this might have been covered or this might be off topic or something. But just as a, you know, I'm planning to sort of do a lot of work between here and COBE. And one of the things I was just going to ask, and I apologize if this has been covered, but in this document I see a bunch of questions and I know there's a bunch of answers and emails. Like if I were to basically unplug and be on a plane for a long time and want to sort of synthesize things into one place, Is it reasonable for us to have a document that sort of has questions and answers all in one place so that, like, especially in an offline situation, it's just easy to have that one document and go through my homework, for example? Or, I mean, I'm not sure if this was what Norm was alluding to with sort of trying to trace things back and forth, but I know we have gotten a lot of emails, and I know that, you know, we ought to be able to pull things together, but is there a way to streamline this for asynchronous work?
So that is what Jennifer promised to do, is to go through the Google Docs with the questions in it and put the answers after them.
Cool. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No problem. Carrie Ann, go ahead. Carrie Ann, if you're speaking, I'm not hearing you. So, Carrie Ann, you have a hand up, but I'm not hearing you. I don't think anyone else is either. Can you type in the chat? Because we see you were able to do that earlier. Little sound waves beside your microphone. Try again, Carrie Ann. Nope, not hearing anything. Thank you, Carrie Ann. So she's confirming that she will be available for calling in during the sessions we're able to set up midweek for the when we're working on writing. So thank you. All right. Any other business? Okay. Jennifer, would you take us through the actions? Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Russ. This is Jennifer, everybody. Hello. The action items for today, Cavi and ICANN organization are going to confirm with the caucus group that the review team accepted the offer to meet, and we'll share the membership of the caucus group to the list, and then also work to find the time that works for the meeting and confirm this as soon as possible. And then that's to insert the answers to the questions into the Google document to help with streamlining. Is there anything else that you want me to add to this list?
I don't know of anything else. Okay, if there's no other business, let's give you almost a half hour back. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in Kobe.
Thanks, everyone. Safe travels.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Okay.
Thank you.